I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
No Tatis updates, are your favorite?
Yes. Well, today's good
today
day.
Today's good, right. When is he exactly starting, and how significant is that?
It's very significant. So we've been waiting quite a while for this. So to be able to actually say that he's starting his hitting progression is a good day. It puts a smile on everybody's face. So it'll be tea today. We literally will take it day to day. Just trying to stay away from timelines as far as that goes. You know, whether it's a few days tea and then move on to soft toss and then, you know, arm stuff. But we'll feel them out every day, see how things are going, check on the soreness, and, you know, deal with the training staff before we move on to the next variable.
How has he handled this so far, just in terms of what you've seen from him and having to, even, you know, he probably thought Tuesday he might start hitting, or having to wait and wait, kind of?
Oh, there's been some disappointing days for him. I mean, he wants to be there for his team. This has probably gone a little longer than everybody would like to see, and it's certainly more so him than anybody else, but smile on his face today, looking forward to getting in the cage, getting a bat in his hand. So I'm sure, I can't speak for him, but I'm sure there's been some, you know, disappointing periods where he hasn't been able to do this yet.
Azokar and Scott going, yeah, right, being moved. Yeah, what is it behind those decisions?
Well, you know, Wilson coming back, you know, it's Scott's been pretty taxed here recently too, so sometimes you have to make those moves, but it's nice to get somebody like Wilson back, who's been a big part of the team, has even closed games, you know, a game for us earlier in the season. So it feels like we're starting to get healthier. Profar coming back. Unfortunately, as Azokar goes down, he's been a huge part of this team. You know, made the team out of spring and brings a lot of energy, has been up for anything that we've thrown at him, whether it's defense, whether it's base running, whether, you know, it starts. So, you know, disappointing that he has to go down. My guess is he'll be back at some point in time, but it just means we're getting a little healthier.
How's Nick's ankle, and is he available?
We'll see. I think he's going to go out and throw right now. He felt better yesterday. If he's good to go today, then it's nice to have another arm in the bullpen. We've been taxed a little bit. McKenzie's down there today, too, so I think we're in decent shape.
What's your expectation slash hope with Jurickson being back, what it does for the lineup?
Well, what he's done in the leadoff spot's been, you know, been fantastic for us. You know, getting on base, seeing a lot of pitches. You know, he's got a little history against Bumgarner too. But just to have his smiling face back in the clubhouse and out on the field for us. You know, he's hit first for us this year. He's hit fourth for us this year. He's done probably as good a work as he's done in his career. And I think the numbers even would, even better than what the numbers look like. So it's nice to have him back, and certainly it was easy to put him in the leadoff spot today.
What's the ripple effect affected you guys? You know, you're missing one guy, then two, and then
right,
the lineup looks so different than you would anticipate.
Yeah, there have been some days that it looks a little funny out there, you know, because you have to give guys off days as well. So, you know, it just feels like we're getting healthier with two additions today. And, you know, with Jurickson's brought to the table, makes our lineup, you know, look more significant too, optically.
What
is that
been,
a word?
Yes.
Yes.
What has it been like trying to get an assessment? I know you're trying to win that day's game with what you have, but getting like an overall assessment of like what this offense is without Fernando and without some other guys that have been out. Like, how do you go about assessing what this offense is capable?
I try not to assess too much. You know, I think what we did better early in the season was, you know, whether it was situational hitting, we ran the bases a little better. We weren't giving up extra outs. So all those things have kind of combined to show up in a period where we haven't been very good. And, you know, our timing hasn't been great lately. We score five or six runs, and then we give up, you know, six or seven. We score, you know, two, and so our timing has not been very good here recently, where we were more consistent in our play and how we went about it and how we won games earlier in the season.
What could Fernando's skill set, like what he does, given what you guys what USS offense are. What could his presence do to this offense, and also the time he's coming back, maybe toward the dog days?
Certainly Langstar lineup puts one of the premier hitters in the game in our lineup, wherever that may be. You know, Will's probably on his way here pretty soon too. Our power has been down significantly because of those guys being out of the lineup. So, you know, I think our lineup just looks different with some power in there, and that, you know, starts with both those guys. But, you know, we regardless, we won games without Fernando earlier in the year in a certain style. We have to get back to that style.
Your final series, your final official series of the first half, how important are you guys to finish on a positive note, not rather than a sloppy way?
Yeah, it would be nice. It would be nice. You know, you want to go into the break on a positive note, try to put a bad stretch behind you. These three games could be significant in that.
Do you see Will playing any center field potentially?
What's that?
Do you see Will Myers playing any center field?
It could be. You know, it depends on what the roster composition looks like. You know, I know he's played center field last night. He'll play right. You know, we just want to be versatile, and once he comes back, be able to do some different things, and whether it's not giving somebody a day off, to have him have some reps in center field will help us out.
How does Nomar, you faced Nomar Mazara for a lot of years in the old ones. How does it compare as a hitter now to what you remember back then? How makes me sense?
You know, felt like a little bit more power, more swing and miss. Maybe not, you know, pitches per plate appearance seem to be a little bit higher now. I think winter ball was really good for him, and shrinking the zone now, getting some better pitches to hit. Seems like he hits the ball the other way a little bit more so. Just seems like a more polished hitter at this point. Maybe not the power that we've seen in the past, but it seems like a much more polished hitter.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.